The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Eliezer Gwertzman, dayan for the Mechoin Halacha Urefuah of Chaim Aruchim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire mesechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Sechtes Avodizora, Daf Samaches. The Gemara on the top of the Amud, it actually starts the bottom of Samach Zayin Amud Beis, is trying to figure out the Tam of Reb Shimon that holds that Noisim Tam Lefgam is Mutter, as we explained in the last year, that any time you have something which is giving a bad taste into the food, we say it's Mutter. So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon, my time. What's the reason of Reb Shimon? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, they say, you shouldn't eat a nevela. Rather, what should you do with it? Like, Erash Shebisharecha, Titneno Vacholo. The Pasuk says that you should give it to a ger toshav. Obviously, you can't give it to a regular ger, but a ger toshav could eat nevela. And you should taka give it to him. So the Gemara Dashin's called her Ruy the Ger Kari Nevela. She ain't a Ruy the Ger, ain't a Kari Nevela. That calls man, you have something which is Ruy the Ger, it's called a Nevela. And if you have something which is not Ruy the Ger, that is not called a Nevela. Now the exact Limud to Hal, the Shtel's Tzu, to Nesan Tam Lefgan, we'll leave alone. It's a big Machlaikis, Ran and Rajba, had to learn the Sugya, but I'll upon him. What is Mavur in the Sugya, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, meaning that the piece of meat got rotten, got spoiled. And we see that since it was pogrom, since it got rotten, the issa became bottle. So it's ba'etzem mavur in this gemara that any time you have something that's ainu ruy the ger, if you have an issa which is not ruy the ger, the hainu that it's not a normal thing for a person to eat, I shouldn't say a normal thing, something which a person under normal circumstances would not eat, it's spoiled to the point that you can't be nenefimit bechlal, so such a thing is mutter to eat. As I is the chayim of in the Gemara. However, if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Yudalid of Hilchas Macholas Hasuris Halacha Yudalid, he taka writes that it's mutter, but he doesn't say a lashon mutter. He says that if you eat it, Shim Achlai Hu Potter seems to indicate from the Rambam that although Min HaTorah there is no Issa, and therefore a person cannot get Malkus on a Nevela if he ate something which was Ein Ruy the Ger, which was rotten. However, there is an Issa. And many Poskim Taka understand that although, as we mentioned, it's 100% Mutter Min HaTorah, there is an Issa. And the Isser is of the Rabbanon nature. The Rabbanon acid it. And this Mahalach is brought down in the Mechas Koyin. The Aruch HaShulchan goes with this as well. In the Sefer on Yeredei Yad Yehuda, they all learn that although Min HaTorah there's no Isser, there is one allowed Tchila to eat this, one is also to eat this, and the reason is because there's an Isser the Rabbanon. However, although we're saying that there's an issa de rabbanon to eat something, an issa that's pogum, that's only if he's eating it be'en. However, if he's only, there's a tam of a dava pogum in the food, which we said in the last year that that's a dava pashut, that's called nois and tam of gam, and that's mutter, there everybody holds its mutter, even the chatchil. So again, the only time where we're saying that there's an iser midrabanon to eat something that's pogum is only if you're eating the iser be'en. Then the rabbanon asid, even though it's pogum. However, if you're not eating the iser be'en, you're eating a dava heter, which grada has tam lefgam of iser, that is even mutter to eat lechatchila, and there is no iser rabbanon. As far as the tam, as to why it's asr, so we mentioned these poskim that say that it's only an issa de rabbanon. There's a Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Tofayin Beis that asks a kasha that L'chaira, well, how could you say that when you have a Taruvah Sinais and Tam of Gam, it's Mutter? We should say that it's Osim Mishim Baal Teshaksu. That to eat any Isse, Yo'ivir and Isse Baal Teshaksu, regardless if it's Tam of Gam, what the story is. So he wants to say that L'chaira should be Yo'ivir Baal Teshaksu. And he says that since it's only a drop, so the Medayik, there's no Isse Baal Teshaksu. So the Medayik, that although there's no Isser of Nevela, any time you have a Nevela, Sheinu Ruyi Deger, the Sefer Achinuch is tiny, that since it's only a little, that's why it's Mutter by Nesen Tam, by Tam Lefgam, when it's only Tam. But if it would be Be'en, then he would hold that there would be an Isser out of the Shaksa. However, these other Mefarshim are understanding that the Isser is only a Derabonadik Isser. And the Isser, the way they explain it is because of Yisoid of Achshave, which is really based on a Rosh in Pesachim. The Hainu, that although this is really Einaroy Leger, it's a disgusting piece of meat, if he is willing to go and eat it, he's giving it a Chashivas, and therefore Midr Abonin is Asa. But it's coming, Machmas, his interest in being able to eat it, that's what Shafing the Issa the Rabbana. And therefore, many poskim clear the shiloh. What is the halacha if, let's say, somebody is eating something which is ein roi l'geir be'etzem, but he's doing it l'tzarech rufua? So do we say that the ma'isa, although it's ein roi l'geir, it's aser because there's iser d'rabbanan? Or maybe we'll say no, that since there's no iser achshevei, meaning that the whole reason why we always answer it is because he's making a tchashiv. Here he's not making a tchashiv. He's stuck. He has to take medicine. Maybe he's taking it. And therefore, maybe it's not considered achshavei. The Ad Yehuda in Simen Kuf Gimel in Pirish Ha'oruch Sifkot and Ches says this svar, that vivait, it's only being taken the refuah. It's not nechshav achshavei. And Mimele, there's no Isser. And he fears Ois, and he says, Shekach Noigin Oidlam, that this is the Minig Oidlam. That whenever a person has a Dova Mar, something which is not Roy Lachila, Lurifua, they take it. Ay, Lachari, there's an Isser Durabonon, how are they allowed to take it bad? The answer is, because there's no Achshavi, because he doesn't want it. And Ba'atzim, as I zogt, the Aravram, in Yeradeyasim, in Kufnun Hesif Gimel, that any time you have something that doesn't have a good taste, he's allowed to eat it l'tzarech rufua, because again, there's no achshave. He's not eating it b'tzad zechalei. He's just eating it because he has no choice. However, the Shagis Ayeh, Simen Ayin Hei, has a tshuva about this, and he wants to say that any time a person eats something rach l'rufua, since the ma'isa he's eating it, even though it's only a refuah, there's a din achshavei, and therefore it's also la halacha of Chaim Moizer and Achiezer Chedekim Simon Amar Aleph Oizdalet brings bolshitas. First he says that the Avram wants to say that it's mutter because the ma'isa does not shayach achshavei, and then he wants to say that the ma'isa, if you look at the Shagas Ayeh, he disagrees and he says that there isn't an achshavei. In the Peskis Manenu as well, there's a tremendous machlokes about this. In Igus Moshe, Rechaim Chilik Beis, Simen Tzadi Beis, he wants to say, it's a double poshut, it's mutter. If you look in the Emes Liakiv, in Simen Peidal, at Islam Gimel, he also says that no, Tzarech Rufu is not Achshavei, and therefore, the Shaila that he's dealing with over there, is a person wants to swallow a gel capsule, a pill, medication inside. So the question is he obligated to open up the gel capsule and put all the medication, swallow it without the gel capsule because it's strafe? So he wants to say that it's not a problem, because since Ba'etzim he would never eat it like that, he's only doing it for a fool. So then, Zokter is no din achshavei, and therefore would be mutter. However, Rav Aaron Kotler, Zechatzadik Levrocha, his shita was that even if it's the tzarech before, there isn't an achshavet, like the shagasayit. And the maisa, many poskim though disagree and say that it's taken out of realm. Maisa, it's got to point out that just to ha'oris, that even if we'd be mekel and consider medicine to be a davar that is not achshavet and therefore there's no issur derabbanan, poskim want to say that vitamins, which is really a meichel bir, it's not a davar shel refuah, that if a person decides he wants to take vitamins and takes trade for vitamins, so I saw Rabelski Zichron of Levracha brings down and others that that is considered a meichel bir, and therefore even though ba'etzem you're not eating it, you're just swallowing it, one should make sure that the vitamins he takes has a hechsher. Also, this is only true if what they're taking, taka, does not have a good taste. Many poskim point out that gelatin in of itself, forget about a gel capsule, but regular gelatin does taste very well, does taste very good, and therefore, many poskim are ma'ira not to take medications, some cough medications and other medications that have trefa ingredients in it, because the whole heter that we're saying over here is that be'etzem it's a noisem tam lefgam, and therefore it's only osam midirabonim, and it's only osam mishem achshavei, and here you don't have achshavei because he's only doing it for medicine. But avad, if it's a noisem tam leshvach and it's osam midiraisa, so then this entire shmuz doesn't start, and avad, in such a case, it would be osam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.